those are the believers, and goat judgment. The Lord separates, he ends the earthly life of the goats. They go to wait for judgment. Now look up again, that's over here. And I brought back the chart from a few classes ago. Everybody on earth, when they end their earthly existence, they, up until the cross, up until the time of Christ, when people died, they all went to the same place, either paradise, that's for the believers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Enoch, you know what I mean, David, all of the Old Testament saints, or the lost went to the other side of Hades, or the grave, or Sheol. So this is called the grave sometimes, Sheol other times, Hades, that's a Greek word. And so all people were on one side. This is the happy side, and this is the sad side. This is a place of torment and fire. This is a place of bliss. But all of them went there. But after the cross, the believers were taken by Christ to be in heaven, in paradise. But still, all normal people, when they die, they go here. Now, I hate to say this, but if you know any unbelievers, when they died, the instant that they left the hospital, the instant they left the car accident, their spirit immediately was experienced conscious, complete torment. Now, it's not hell. Notice where hell is. This is the lake of fire. Right now, that is totally empty. The first person to go there will be the person masquerading as Jesus Christ, who is the Antichrist, and his false prophet. Those two will be the first two into the lake of fire. The third will be Satan himself. Isn't that interesting? The lake of fire was prepared for Satan and his angels, and those who are dwelt by him and Satan himself will be the first ones in there. But we have this place right here, which we'll come up to, which is called the pit, because Satan will be in there too. Back to our chart. We have the resurrected bodies of Old Testament tribulation believers, and they are going to be reigning with Christ. And if you look up here, during the millennium, all those who have resurrected bodies will be serving. And we're going to see this explained in Isaiah. They will be running as far as the society, the judges, the ones who are representing Jesus Christ, the government, will be all of us. And then at the end, right here, of the millennium, remember I told you that everyone that entered the millennium was a believer? Well, at the end of the millennium, there are going to be an awful lot of children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of believers who do not follow the Lord, and we're going to see that in Revelation. And then, of course, Isaiah talks about much about the new heaven and the new earth, so we'll get to that.